Hey everyone, it's Wobby back at TCO Performance Center. It's time for another edition of the Pick 6 presented by Sleep Number with OTA number 6 going on behind us. Let's get to work. Question number 1 comes from Jonathan. Do you think Adam Thielen will have another 1,000-yard receiving season? Skull. I think that's a fair projection for AT19. 2 years ago, he was 33 yards shy of that mark, and last season he was well over it with 1,276 yards. Add in Kirk Cousins, I think the pass protection will be a little bit better, and Adam gets better every single season. 1,000-plus yards sounds pretty good to me. Question number 2 comes from Durrell. The Vikings will go as far as our offensive line takes us this season. Do you agree? Well, Durrell, I agree the offensive line is a vital component to the team's success, but this is the ultimate team game. The offensive line can be the best offensive line in Vikings history. If the other components of the team aren't playing well, we're not going to go anywhere. So yeah, the offensive line is super important. Here's the good news. I think our offensive line is going to be better this year than it was last year, and last year it was probably the most improved group on the team. Question number 3 comes from Jason in Maple Grove. How is Dalvin Cook's rehab going? Well, I think it's going pretty well. Every time Mike Zimmer or Rick Spielman is asked about his rehab, they give a positive report. Dalvin Cook is participating in parts of OTAs, so I think all signs are pointing up for Dalvin Cook. Our 4th question comes from Jackson in Texas. Is there a position where the Vikings have better depth than maybe people realize? Yeah, I think there is. I think the Vikings have good depth at a lot of spots, but I've really been impressed with the tight ends so far in OTAs. I know you all know that we have Rudy who's coming back. He's awesome. But after that, David Morgan and Blake Bell returned from last year's team. Two very solid all-around tight ends. The Vikings drafted Tyler Conklin. He's looked good in the early parts of his workouts with the Vikings. And then after that, it's Josiah Price and Tyler Hopps. So the Vikings have a pretty good group of tight ends. Excited to watch these guys continue to work here at OTAs and minicamp. The next question comes from Mike. How is the backup quarterback battle going between Kyle Sloter and Trevor Siemian? I hope Kyle gets the job. He's got an awesome arm. Well, Mike, both guys are displaying some skills here with the Vikings. John DeFilippo, really good at working with quarterbacks, as is our quarterbacks coach, Kevin Stefanski, and we got a pretty solid group here led by Kirk Cousins. I think it's a good battle between Siemian and Sloter, and it's a battle that will rage on throughout training camp and the preseason this August. Our final question comes from Dan. I have not heard the Vikings announce the signing of Mike Hughes. Did I miss it, or does there look like a signing soon? Don't worry about it. There's not much to negotiate when it comes to these rookie contracts. It's all slotted thanks to the new collective bargaining agreement. Mike Hughes has looked really good so far during the rookie minicamp and during OTAs. He's only going to get better as he's coached up by Jerry Gray, George Edwards, and the DB guru, Mike Zimmer. All signs pointing up for rookie corner Mike Hughes, who can help us on defense and on special teams. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Thank you, Sleep Number, and thank you guys for watching and sending in your questions. Please do so. The email address at the bottom of the screen, you send them in, and maybe you can be included in next week's Pick 6.